Oh, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for another opportunity, my Father, to come on this radio broadcast through this radio wave, Father, and just fellowship with you. Like we always say, to come past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the sanctuary, past the corporate relationship that we have, Father, on our worship day. Past all of that, all the way into your presence, my Father, so that we might feast at the King's table, that we might hear what you are saying to the church, that we might know what you are doing in the church, my Father. So, Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hands, my Father, as we prepare, Lord, for you to speak to our hearts. And we say unto you, Father, your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives, here on earth, just as it is in heaven. Now we humbly yield ourselves under the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and we say, Holy Spirit, you're welcome on this broadcast as we humble ourselves under your ministry. For it is you who are doing the work in the earth today. Therefore, we yield our members, none of me and all of you. I would ask that you would use these lips of clay however thou see fit. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Now we would ask you that you would bring us in remembrance of the things that Jesus has taught us and the things that we have been brought up in and the knowledge that we have been brought up in. We would ask that you would water those seeds that have been planted in our hearts so that it might not only be seed, but it might spring up and produce fruit. For therein is the Father glorified, that we might bear much fruit. Hallelujah. So we humble ourselves under your hands, Holy Spirit, and we say, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. If it had not been for you, where would we be? So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for your amazing grace. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your fellowship and your communion. Hallelujah. Making that known in the reality of us. And Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your love, Father. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? We just thank you for it, Father, as you shower us with it on a daily basis. Now speak to our hearts, Father. Here's our cup. We lift it up to you, Father, and we would ask that you would quench this thirstiness in our soul. Bread of heaven, feed us. Here's our cup. Fill it up and make us whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, let me tell y'all something, you know. I just want to speak to y'all from my heart today, and I just want y'all to know something, you know, that, and then the more I realize it and the more I come on this broadcast, you know, and the more I think about it and grow in it and fellowship in it, you know, I just want y'all to know something, you know, that I love y'all, all of y'all, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, you know, and that love is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit, you know. And that kind of love is called the agape love. That's the love of God. That's the love that God has placed in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls, and that we are partaking of in this generation, in this day, in this time, right now. You know, and that's they call agape love in the Word of God. You know, and it's unconditional love. It's one love. You know, it's unconditional. It's like one that God loved us with. And that same love that God loved us with, that love is placed in our heart and spread in our hearts and developed in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, by using the Word of God. That will not only, man, you know, tell your body that you might know it intellectually, but that we might also want to partake of that love. That we might grow in that love. That we might come to the knowledge of that love and begin to grow in that love. Who can grasp his infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of his love? We're way past anything that we could ever find out, past our little finite mind that can't even comprehend, boy, the love he has for us. Boy, that love covers everything. I'm talking about it covers everything. It even covers, man, all our faults and mistakes, all our weakness, all our inabilities, everything, all the issues that's upon the earth, all the issues that's in government, all the issues that's in everything. I'm talking about everything that consists of on this earth from A to Z. Hold on, I'm going to sit here. Boy, it's the love of God that upholds all things. That love, boy, is being shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And there's the purpose of that love, you know, that we might grow in the knowledge of God's love for us for this purpose, that we might grow in love with him. Boy, that's all he wants. That's all your Father in heaven wants. You know, Almighty God, there's a lot of things that he wants, but your Father God, our Father, with y'all in heaven, this is his greatest desire. Boy, that his children might love him. Boy, that's his greatest desire. Everything that he's doing, everything from A to Z, everything that has been going on from the beginning all the way, man, to the end of this dispensation, man, that we live in here, boy, in time. Everything that has been going on in this dispensation, this time that we live in, boy, is a means to one end. What is that, boy? That we might love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls, and that we might love one another. Boy, that's it. That's the ultimate goal of God, boy. Let me tell you something. God spoke that into existence. First thing he did was decided what he wanted. Then after he decided what he wanted, then he spoke it. And baby, when he spoke it, it don't matter what it might look like, it don't matter what it might seem like, it don't matter what it might even be like. The very fact that he spoke it, baby, it's a done deal. Even if it take a trillion, zillion, 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 zillion years to happen, it don't matter. Because in time, it's just an interruption in eternity. And in eternity, and listen, you might not know it, and you might know of it, but you don't talk about know it. Know that you know that you know. That in eternity, boy, it's going to be heaven on earth forever and ever 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 and ever. Earth is going to be a colony of heaven. Same thing that's going on in heaven is going to be going on in the earth. And listen, in all our lives. You know that scripture in the Bible where Jesus say, I'm the Alpha and the Omega? The Alpha is the beginning. The Omega is the end. In the end, man, listen, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. You've been praying it all your life. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, that's been shed abroad in our hearts, you know, that prayer right there, you know, thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because when it's all said and done, that's what it's going to be. And it's going to be one love, unconditional. Yes, talking about the love that God loved us with, that looked past all our faults and mistakes and saw our need. What our need is, our greatest need is too, is to be loved. Let me tell you something. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care what denomination, what your religion might be, an atheist. Every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, their greatest desire is there too. They just want to be loved. They just want to be appreciated. They just want to be well thought of and spoke of. Why? Because, boy, that's in our hearts too, man. Because that's the heart of God. You just want to be loved. You just want to be appreciated. You just want to be well thought of. You just want to be accepted, man, for who you are. And I'm talking about it don't matter where you are, you know, just accepted for who you are. Loved of God. And listen, he don't have no respect to a person. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're saved or lost. I don't care if you're black or white. I don't care if you're sick or healed. I don't care if you're poor or rich. It don't matter. Boy, my God loves every last one of mankind. Boy, the same. And listen, there's something else that I'll share with you that you can come to the knowledge of. I'm persuaded. I tell you, I can't nothing. I'm totally persuaded that can't nothing separate us from that love. Nothing. Nothing can ever separate you from the love of God. Not your faults, not your mistakes, not your weakness, not your inabilities, your shortcomings. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. I'm covered in that love. Covered in that love, and let me tell you something. Yeah, as you come to the knowledge of that, you will realize something. What's that, man? There can't nothing penetrate that covering. Say, Lord. Say that again. Can't nothing, no devil do, can't nothing, no man, woman, nothing do, no circumstance, situation, symptom, nothing that can confront us in our lives here on this earth, boy, that can penetrate, boy, that covering right there, man. Ain't no sin, ain't no devil, ain't no demon, and nothing can penetrate that covering right there. And the Bible says, thanks be unto God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, who has covered us with his love. That's in Ephesians chapter 1. That's the word of God. I ain't talking about Ephesians chapter 1 in the Bible. That's why I don't never too much turn to the Bible in which God just quote the scripture to you. Because let me tell you something. As long as it's in the Bible in Ephesians chapter 1, that ain't going to do us no good. You got to get it out the Bible, man, and get it on the inside of you. What is that, Arthur? That's in Arthur chapter 1, verse 1. Right. Well, you got that from Arthur. I got that out Ephesians chapter 1. And got it on the inside of me. And the Bible says from the abundance of the heart, boy, the mouth will speak. That's why, man, listen. I come on this radio broadcast to share with you, boy, and talk about one thing. Hey, listen, I didn't just decide to do this. This ain't nothing that I'm doing. This ain't my idea, you know, nothing like that, you know. I believe with all my heart, you know, and I hope that you will come to the knowledge of it. In fact, you say my sheep will hear my voice, but that you come to the knowledge of it, Lord, that if you tune into this broadcast right here, and boy, God has called you to greatness. God has called you, boy, to discipleship. It's like God saying, hey, it's like Jesus going around saying, hey, Peter. Hey, John. Hey, John. Hey, John. Hey, come go with me. And boy, them disciples, boy, listen, they heard a word and they dropped it, man, you know, what they were doing. And at that time, they didn't know where he was going to end up at. They just followed him. They just followed the boy. What do they mean they followed him? They followed, boy, his word. What would cause them to follow that man like that, boy, is the love that he showed for them, the compassion that he had for them. For he showed them nothing but love, nothing but compassion. He healed our sickness. He forgave their sins. Picked them up. placed him in a place in him, brought the kingdom of God back to him, taught him all about the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God function and how to operate in it, and how to live in it, man. You know? Then he paid the penalty for our sins so that you and I could be washed white as snow, covered in that love. Then he went and took his seat at the right hand of the Father, far above all principalities and powers and rulers and dominions, all demons and devils, circumstance, situations, sin, far above everything. Where he ever lived, boy, I'm talking about to make intercession for you and I, to stand in the gap for you and I. And you know what the good news is? The good news is this. And you, who? I'm talking about every last one of you on the side of my board. Like I tell you, boy, if you're on the side of my board, you call to the sonship, you call to discipleship. And you, who was dead in trespass and sin, has he raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus, heavenly places, far above all your precipices and powers and rules and dominions and circumstances and situations and symptoms. Right. That you might rule and reign in life, not over people, but over every circumstance, situation, symptom in your life, over every principality, power, dominion, rule of darkness, demon, devil, sickness, everything. How you do that, Arthur? Let me tell you something. A king rule with his word. It ain't like no democracy. It ain't no vote. Hallelujah. What? The king's word is law. But the king say, that's what go in the kingdom. See, when you make that transition to live in the kingdom of God, boy, that's what I'm talking about. That's that kind of love that's in there. That's what's in the kingdom of God. That's that unconditional love. It's out in the world, too, but boy, it's experienced in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven. That's why I come on this broadcast, man, to I don't have but one assignment. I don't have but one message. You know, and it's the same message, you know, that Jesus Christ was proclaiming to humanity. What? That all of the kingdom of hell is at your hands. That hands mean it's near. When they say near, when you say at hand, this is how near it is. As close as it's from your armpit to the end of your fingers, how close that is from you, 2 or 3 feet at the most, that depending on how long your arm is, from your armpit to the tip of your finger, that's how close it is. If you haven't received it yet. If you received it, it's even closer than that. It's on the inside of you. It come take up residence on the inside of you. And it start ruling and reigning from the inside out. Who is that other boy? That's where the Holy Ghost take over at the end. That's where you know that 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 you know beyond any shadow of a doubt, boy, that you found that treasure. What treasure? That treasure that hid in the field. And when a man find that treasure, he'll go sell everything that he got and come back and buy that treasure. That's what the Bible say in the book of Matthew. You know that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that's hid in the field. That's what that parable means right there, boy. When you find that, when you discover, boy, then come on into your rightful place, into your inheritance. And here, listen, this is the good news about this kingdom of heaven. That belongs to us. That's our inheritance. That was for us before God decided that to be our inheritance before the foundation of the world. I'm telling you, boy, who can grasp his infinite wisdom and who can fathom the depths of his love? And not only that was his desire for our life, boy, he spoke that. When he spoke that again, I'm telling you, boy, when he spoke it, if it take him a trillion years for it to manifest in reality, boy, that don't matter why, because I tell you, he don't live in time. But I live in time. Boy, let me tell you something, boy. To be absent from this body is to enter into eternity. And boy, let me tell you something. There's an eternity past. Then there's time. And then after time, boy, there's eternity future. I'm going to say that again. There's eternity past. That's all the old thing. That way back, man, and before, boy, the heaven and the earth, boy, when God created him and the angels and that was starship and angels. That's way back in that time, boy, before God created time. That's eternity past. When God created the angels. in that realm, in that sphere, in that eternity. And there's something happening in that eternity, you know. And that you know what happened in that eternity, bro. Satan got kicked out of heaven, and he landed, boy, you know. But that's another story. All that's our inheritance. That belongs to us. In eternity future, let me tell you something, that's going to be. And we're just going through time. The Bible says we're just sojourning through this land, through this time right here, on our way to, boy, heaven on earth. On our way to eternity, boy, everlasting life. We have it now, boy, but I'm talking about the fullness of it. When there's no more devils, when that's in eternity future. When the devil and his angels and the false prophets and all of them are cast into the lake of fire, and boy, there's a new heaven and a new earth, and it's on earth like it is in heaven, and boy, we ruling and reigning on earth like it is in heaven. That's eternity future. What's going on in time, man? In time, man, God has already redeemed our life from the destruction that happened, boy, when he started our life, but he's also restored us back to the original place that he started us at and in. That's the gospel of the kingdom. When I say the gospel of the kingdom on this radio broadcast, I'm just talking about, man, what God was doing from the beginning. What God was doing from the beginning. What was his intent? What was his purpose? What was his desire? What was his original intent and desire and purpose and plan for this earth that he created and for mankind that he created and put on this earth? That's the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. That's the gospel of the kingdom of God. Let me say it that way. What's the gospel of the kingdom of God? That's the governing influence of God over a territory. What's the gospel of the kingdom of God? That's the governing influence over that territory. That's the governing influence of the king over that territory. What are the religious influence? The governing influence. The governing influence. Not a religion. The governing influence of a king over a territory. Watch this. Impacting it with his will and his intent and his desire. For what purpose? So that, boy, he can establish the culture of his territory in that territory. For what purpose? So that it might be in that territory just like it is in his territory. That it might be on earth as it is in him. But that, boy, that's the kingdom of God. What it is, that's the governing influence of a king, of God, over his territory, impacting it with his will, his intent, his desire, his purpose. Who would purpose all this? Say it all, so it might be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in his life in heaven. So that earth might be an outpost of heaven, so that earth might be a colony of heaven, so that the culture of heaven, the culture of heaven, the culture of heaven might be on this earth. That culture. And boy, God established that on the earth. That's in your Bible. You might not understand it. That's what was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, a part of the thing that was going on in Genesis 1 and 2. And those two chapters, one of the things that was going on in there was God was walking and talking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day in the Garden of Eden, unbroken fellowship. What was going on in that garden, in that atmosphere, on that spot on the earth? And that, can you imagine what kind of delightful place that was? In the presence of the Most High God, walking and talking with the Most High God, unbroken fellowship, that culture, on that spot on the earth, for that moment, doing what, boy, impacting it, man, with the culture of hell. Why? So that boy might be on earth just like it is in heaven. That's a Garden of Eden experience that you and I had in when we was all in Adam, way back in the beginning. That's in the beginning when Genesis chapter 1 and 2, when God created mankind and placed him on the earth. Boy, that's a beginning way before that. Do you know Jesus said in the book of Revelation chapter 22, I think it's around verse 6, and then in other places, verse 16 through 19, you can read it for yourself. I can tell you, I don't know the Bible chapter very. The Spirit will bring to my remembrance, but it's on the inside of me. Jesus said it this way. He said, listen, I am the Alpha, and I am the Omega. I am the beginning, and I am the end. And my kind of understanding. I didn't begin the beginning. I am the beginning. I didn't end the end. I am the end. And I'm from everlasting to everlasting. And my counsel shall stand. What do you mean, kind of boy? If I said something, boy, it's a done deal. If I said it, boy, I'm going to do it. If I spoke it, it's coming to pass. What's that, Arthur? That's the word of the king. I ain't talking about no any king. I'm talking about the king of kings. What's that? What God said. How is God impacting it with his will and his intent and his desire, his plan, his purpose with his word? How are they doing it with his word? He's speaking it. He's speaking it into our life. That's why the devil don't ever want you to know the word. It don't mind you going to church, man. It don't mind you going through your religious rituals and ceremonies. Let me tell you something, that ain't bad. That's good. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. But that's going on, hallelujah, in God. Until we reach the fullness of a statue of Christ, we stopped at having church. And how well church we had, how good church was, depending on how our emotion was stirred up. That's how well church was. You don't know nothing. And God said, my people being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. What? Because you don't know anything. You don't know. Most God people, most church members, they don't know the word. They're not disciples of Christ. They're members of churches. See, a disciple of Christ is a student of the word. A member of a church is just somebody who joined that organization or that particular part of the body of Christ. And thank God for that. Boy, that'll get you saved, man. But that'll get you saved and wandering around and around and around and around. That's like the children of Israel when mother was saved up to you. And a lot of them died in the wilderness. They never entered into the promised land. When all the time, boy, the promised land was right there. Across the Jordan River. They had came the whole journey and got to the borders of the Jordan River, and right on the other side of the Jordan River was the promised land. And they were camped on one side of the Jordan River and the promised land on the other side. When all the time, boy, was right there. Boy, they brought them all the way down. A slave and bondage. A Pharaoh, just like he did, brought us all the way out, man, from the bondage of the devil and everything else to set us free. But we just going round and round and round and round in circles. Why that, Arthur? For a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge of what, Arthur? A lack of knowledge, boy, of what God is doing. We got great knowledge of what we do and what we're doing. And what we trying to do and what we desire to do and what we want to do. And all those are good things, man. You know, that's all right, you know. But boy, let me tell you something, you can get it out of order. You got to be done decently in order. You know, hey, listen, boy, you got to first find out what your purpose is and then incorporate that in there. What's your purpose? To find out what God is doing first. And then incorporate what we're doing in on what God is doing. If we're not careful, we'll be coming up with what we're doing. And then we try to incorporate God in on what we do. That ain't no bad thing. That's a good thing. That's the devil's most successful tactic against us as the body of Christ, is to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. What's the great thing? Boy, that's a going on. That's a good thing. All those are good things. To have good church and everything else and to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior and everything else and to be born again. All that. Boy, that's good things, man. But that's something good, man. Listen, that's going on, man. the purpose for the good thing is, man, not that we come on out of that and go around and around in circle, but that we go across this Jordan River in our life into our inheritance, into our the promised land. What's our inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven restored back to you. That the life of place that Adam and Eve had in the Garden of Eden, man, in the beginning, unbroken fellowship, boy, that environment, that culture, that atmosphere, that place, that you and I, man, can come to the knowledge that place is available to us. That's what Jesus Christ bought on his shoulder. The Bible says, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The Bible says that in Isaiah chapter 9. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. He shall be called, man, one of counsel, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He said he was going to sit on the throne of his father, David. Let me tell you something. Every battle that David fought, he won. Maybe it was the only king that Israel ever had that man brought peace. But every battle that he fought, he won, man. Because there was no more battle to fight. And boy, Jehovah God was at peace, man. That's when they built the city of Jerusalem. That's what Jerusalem means, city of peace. Shalom, peace, Jerusalem, city of peace. Why? Because there was no more enemies to fight. It was done. It was finished. Same thing, boy, with God, man. When it all said and done, boy, and God, the devil on our feet and it God's footstool, then, man, it's all said and done. I tell you, going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. Question here, what are we going to do, man? You know, we going to wander around in the wilderness. Why are they wandering around in the wilderness like that? Because they didn't really have no knowledge and understanding. You know, when they first came out, God took them in and told, well, this is what God told Moses. He said, hey, tell all the people, man, to take a bath, clean themselves up, wash their clothes and everything else, and tell them, man, you know, to come to this mountain. And I want to talk to every last one of them myself. That's in the Bible in Exodus. After they got delivered, after they came out of Egypt, you know, and that's what God told them, man, go get out with the first instruction that Moses, God gave Moses to tell the people, hey, tell the people, all of them to come, wash their clothes so they be clean. That's a type of shower. And then come on, man, to this mountain, man, and I want to talk to all of them personally. I don't want to go through you, Moses. I just use you to bring them out, but I want to talk to them myself. I want to fellowship with them myself. I want to hang out with them myself. I want to one on one myself. I want to talk to them, but I want to talk to them one on one. You know, I'd be behind the community out there. You know, I have a personal relationship with me. That's what I want. And when he came in, the Bible said the people did that and everything else, and they all gathered around there. And boy, when he began to come on the scene, boy, it started thundering and lightning, and man, and the mountain started shaking. And boy, the people were terrified. And boy, the people ran, and they ran home, man, and zipped up their tents, man, and got in there, boy, and they were terrified. And it was through with nobody there but Moses. What you saying, though? Hey, man, God wanted to talk to him himself. What you saying, more? God wanted to talk to you himself. Thank God for the corporate experience. Thank God for the church. Thank God for this radio broadcast. Thank God for me just edifying you and building you up, you know, and exalting you in your relationship with God. But, boy, that's going on in that, man. That's God. I want to edify you to where you, man, know God for yourself, that you walk and talk with God for yourself, that you have a personal relationship, that you know that you can go boldly to the throne of God's grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help you in your time of need, that you can get up. Even when you fall, boy, you can just get up, man, and keep on pressing on toward the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. I don't care if you fall 10 times, 10,000 times, 10 million times, baby. Hey, it ain't the fall, boy. It's the getting up, man. And let me tell you something, boy. That's getting up power on the inside of every last one of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get up, boy. Keep on pressing on for the prize of this high calling that's in Christ Jesus. The high calling to be in Christ Jesus. To be like Christ. You know, when Jesus Christ came to this earth, man, his main thing, what he wanted you and I to come to, and mankind to come to the realization of, what? That as he is, so are we. He come to show us. He come to show us, boy, how we supposed to be, how we supposed He come to show us the real us. When he became a man and took up on himself, man, flesh and blood, boy. He couldn't, the only reason why he did that, took upon himself the flesh and blood to show you, man, what you, show you who we, who, show us who we are, what we can do, whose we are, where we come from, where we gonna end up at. That's what he come to show us. What? Who you are. Who you are, who we were. He's the Son of the Most High God. And nobody going to show you that you are Son of the Most High God. Listen, he didn't come from no market. He come from heaven. Nobody going to show you that that's where you came from. That's where you originated from. You know why he came to this earth? He came to this earth to reestablish God's rule and God's reign and God's kingdom back up on his earth. What is God's kingdom? God's governing and influence on the territory. And packing it with what God's will is for our lives. And this is what God's will is for our lives, that it might be in our lives here on earth, that it is in heaven. What is it supposed to become in the earth? To establish God's kingdom up on the earth. Why God brought us to the earth and formed a body for us to live in? To establish God's kingdom up on the earth. Hallelujah. Well, boy, to display God. To show God. The people told Jesus, said, show us the Father. Jesus said, if you've seen me, Peter, you've seen the Father. What are the boy? To show you who you are, Son of the God, Most High God, children of God, offspring of God. To show you where you come from, what? You came from him. To show you why you here, what? To manifest God's glory on the earth. To show you what you can do. Know what he did, boy? You casting out devils, man. I'm talking about healing all manner of sickness and disease, man. I'm talking about, in other words, let me say it plain and simple. He was ruling on and reigning over every circumstance and situation and symptom that confronted his life. Let me tell you something. They brought the sick people to him. And when they came and they confronted his life, then he healed them all. Now, they could have went to Calvary and somewhere else and couldn't have gotten nothing. But when they came to him, what was he ruling and reigning over? Not over people. Even though he was the king of everything, he was ruling and reigning over every circumstance, every situation, every symptom that confronted his life. They brought the sick to him, he healed them all. They came unto him, boy, he saved them. They came unto him, he fed them. They came unto him, he delivered them. Every demon he encountered that came and confronted him, he cast them out. What are you doing? Kind of show you what you can do, that you can reign in life too. He said, listen, they crucified him, glory to God. They killed him, mankind's greatest enemy, death. And 3 days later, baby, he was... Hallelujah. 3 days later, man, he returned, boy. I'm talking about he was doing the same thing he started out doing. The Bible say, boy, he appeared unto his disciples, man, and went and preaching unto them the kingdom of God. Still talking about the kingdom of God. That was after his resurrection. That's in your Bible in Acts chapter 1. Boy, I'm talking about after they crucified. That's it. The devil said, we got it. It's all done then, boy. I mean, ooh, Lord, they begin to rejoice in the regions of the damned. But baby, after the righteous demands of a just God was met and the penalty for sin was paid in full, then the Holy Ghost. God said, go get my boy. Same Holy Ghost, boy, that came got us. Same Holy Ghost that drew us to the bleeding side of the cross. Can't no man come to God except he be drawn by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It wasn't you went looking for God, boy. God come found us. Hallelujah. How you did that? That was the Holy Spirit, man, tugging on you, yearning on you. That was God wooing you, boy. It was the goodness of God. It was the love of God, boy, that brought every man, every woman that came to God to God. It wasn't mankind going running looking for God. It was God coming looking for us. It was God who sent Jesus Christ looking for us. Hallelujah. So what praise God the boy to restore back to us, man, more our rightful place. What our rightful place when God created Adam and Eve in the garden, he said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth over the earth, over all the earth. Let them have kingship. Let them rule and reign over this territory that I gave them called the earth. And let them set up, boy, a culture up on this earth. Boy, the same culture, boy, that where they came from. Where they came from, it came from heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven. Where God created, God see. When he spoke, let make man, he spoke to himself. And from himself came you and I. Where he at? He in heaven. So you and I originated in heaven. But he wanted a territory for us. He wanted us to be king like he king. As long as we in heaven, all we can be is prince and princess. But if you got your own territory, then you can be a king like he is. You can be a queen. You simply mean you a ruler. Not over people, but over more circumstances, situations, symptoms. Listen, even over me, or even over your greatest enemy, like I told you, death. They crucified him, baby. He got up. And when he got up with all power. Power in heaven. All the powers of heaven. All the powers of the earth. And even the powers under the earth. Under the earth, that means even power over death. All power. You know what he did when he said that? He said, here, that was yours. That what you had in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. When before Adam and them ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And by the way, all of us was in Adam and Eve. God made one body from the earth, and he never went back to the earth no more. Everybody came from that one body. So everybody that's upon this earth was in that one body. So when God was talking to that one body in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, he was talking to everybody. Everybody came to the earth. And God said, hey, amen. Be in my image, be in my life. He was talking to you and me, too. And God said, rule and reign, man. Over the earth, he was talking and telling Adam, he was talking to you and me too. When God said, man, be fruitful and multiply, when he told Adam, he was talking to you and me too. Hey, listen, let me say this too. And when God said, hey, don't eat off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he was talking to you and me too. Hallelujah. But boy, it kind of show up, boy, what Adam and how they was living, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Adam was naming everything. Adam, man, was on his way, boy, to making it. In fact, he was on earth just like it is in heaven, in his little domain, in his territory. And his responsibility is not only to be fruitful in everything he put his hand to, but even in his offspring, in his children. If they were born in the Garden of Eden, then they would leave that environment and go to another spot on the earth, then they would be taking the Garden of Eden to that spot too. Now, tell boy, I'm talking about all the family of the earth. It'd be men, all of them be born where? In Eden. But no, man, Adam didn't have no children in Eden. He didn't have no children until after he was put out of that place. You and I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That's why you don't know nothing about that place. There's a song say the other place that we often dream about. That place is called heaven. That's what it was in the Garden of Eden. It was heaven on earth. And can you imagine if Cain and Abel would have been born in Eden, then when they left Eden, then they would have established Eden on their spot on the earth. That environment, that atmosphere. In every home, and it'll be on earth like it is in heaven. What are you saying that, Arthur, man? Because that's a lot of things that you don't know. Bible says, you know, get knowledge and get wisdom, but in all you're getting, get an understanding. That's why I say it's a going on in God. It's more than just the Bible and chapter and verse. Boy, you got, it's all right to have sense knowledge of it, but there's another knowledge, glory to God, boy, that can only be revealed by the Holy Ghost. That's called revelation knowledge. They don't learn this in no seminary or at the, this at the University of Silence. But boy, you're a student of the Word of God, boy, and the Holy Ghost is the instructor. And baby, let me tell you something, boy, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. He'll bring us in remembrance of everything that Jesus Christ even said. You don't even have to take no thought of what you're going to say or anything. That's why I told you, I don't have no pre-planned message on here. Hey, Bible says, you be faithful to put the Word of God on the inside of you, and then the Holy Ghost know what to do. If you ain't got nothing on the inside of you, then the Holy Ghost can't bring nothing out of you. He told me just eat. Just fill yourself up with the word of God. And when it comes time to minister to my people, hallelujah. Jesus said this here, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me more to preach this gospel, man, to those who are poor and don't know about it. You might be rich in money, but you're poor in spirit. You don't know about your kingship. So you can be rich in money. The Bible says, what good it is to gain the whole world and then die and go to hell. But you can gain the whole world, boy, and live forever, man, and be in earth. Hallelujah. See, when he told the rich young man, man, hey, listen, he was rich. He said, go tell all that, go give all that you got your riches away, man, and come follow me. The rich man said, oh, no, I can't do that, man. No, Lord, that's all right. But he didn't realize something, what, man. That boy, he was giving away the treasure of the earth for the treasure of him. Let me tell you something, boy, the streets paved with gold. And it's only, boy, the four you can get, man. I ain't heard nobody got that yet. It's just billionaire status. But they tell me they got trillionaire status. They give them, they might have something even further than that. But, boy, in the kingdom of God, that's a status that you can't beat that, man. What that is, that's kingionaire status. What's kingionaire? Boy, the king on everything in the kingdom. Boy, everything in the kingdom of heaven, that's your inheritance. You own that, boy. You're a kingionaire. Who wouldn't give up, man, your billionaire status, man, for kingionaire status? The people with the $1,000 status, they're trying to give up the $1,000 status for the $100,000. The one with the $100,000 trying to give up the status for the $1 million status. The one with the $1 million status trying to give up that will give up that status for the $1 billion status. The one with the $1 billion status will give up that status for the $1 trillion status. Let me tell you something, if you got $1 trillion, zillion of dollars, boy, you'll give that up for the kingionaire status. And well, that's you own everything then. All people, all the children, everybody. That you are in the kingdom of heaven. That's your inheritance. All the gold, all the silver. Well, to every believer. Every one of us, boy. I'm talking about. Everyone. All of us church members, all of us believers. Boy, what our assignment is, man, let me tell you something. We've been filling up our habit of church instead of grabbing hold of the kingdom and being God's disciples, boy, to disciple the world. This is what Jesus left with his disciples. He said, go into all the world. This was his final instruction to him, boy, before he went out to heaven. And do what? And don't go make, you know, Baptists and Methodists and non-denomination and all the tithes that they come up under. He said, it's all right if they fall up under that. Don't make understand. I ain't talking about the tithes. But he said, don't go make that out of them. If they become that, that's all right. But this would make them Baptist disciples. Make them, man, Methodist disciples. Make a Church of God disciples, man, of Christ. Don't just go make them Baptists and Methodists and Buddhists and Muslims and Christians and Hindus, but make them more disciples of Christ. If they're going to be a Hindu, make them a Hindu disciple of Christ, student of, man, what? The Word of God. Not what God said. Not what man said about what God said, but what God said himself, that which was from the beginning. What God said from the beginning, boy, that what they said in 1 John, boy, say, that's what we declare to you, what? That which we have seen of the word of life, and we have handled and we have touched, man. What that boy, they touched him, they saw him. This John, boy, one of his disciples right there, see, man, we just, I ain't talking about what I seen him, I ate with him, I touched him, everything else, boy, what is the word of life. That's what we declare unto you. What? Hey, listen, not just what Jeremiah said and Isaiah said and Abraham said and David said and everything else. But here, I'm talking about, boy, what he said. This the word of life right here. That's what we declare unto you. Not just what Jeremiah said and what God spoke to mankind through the prophets and through pastors and prophets and evangelists and teachers and everything else. But, boy, what he said himself. That's why he wanted them to come to that mountain, boy, because they wanted them to hear what God said for themselves. Instead of through Moses, instead of through the prophets, instead of through the bishops and the pastors and the teachers. He wanted them to hear, boy, him for themselves. He wanted us to know him for ourselves. He wanted us to experience that love, man, for ourselves. He wanted us to come back into that fellowship and that relationship that Adam and Eve had with him, boy, in the Garden of Eden before, boy, they were deceived and got put out of that place. He wanted us every last one of us, individually and collectively. And that's what he's doing in the earth. That's what his last assignment is. Go and make disciples of all men. If they be a Baptist, that's fine. If they be a Methodist, that's fine. If they be a non-denomination, the Church of God in Christ, whatever, all that's fine. Just make sure men are not just dead and members of a church, but disciples. But that's a learner. That's a student. And that's what the devil used against the body of Christ, boy, lack of knowledge. You go to church and you're good church members and everything else, and you're good people and everything else, but you're not a student of the word. It's like school. It's like starting from kindergarten, man. It's like everything else, man. If you don't go to school, just think, man, about children and nobody would have went to school, then what would we be like? That's why we continue in education. Why? We continue to develop and go further and further, even in technology. All that's a result of developing in education and discipling, man, ourselves through our sense, knowledge, reasoning. But it's the same thing, man, in the kingdom of God. Well, you got to continue to disciple yourself with the word of God. You got to abide in the vine, and the vine got to abide in you. You got to be in the word of God. And boy, the way it is today and our time, there ain't no excuse, man. You don't even have to know how to read, man. Boy, all you got to do is say, hey, Siri, hey, Alexa, man, read St. John to me, chapter 1, and boy, it'll come up on your instruments, on your telephone, on your TV. Boy, you can almost turn on any channel and everything else. Boy, you can go to YouTube, any channel. All you got to do is just speak to your demo, man. Or your telephone, man, or Google, or Alexa, or Siri. And you can tell them, man, where is that in the Bible, man, where Jesus will? Any question that you might have, you ain't even got to know where it is, man. All you got to do is just say, hey, Siri, where is that in the Bible where Jesus rose from the dead? Hey, Siri, where is that in the Bible where it say I'm covered in God's love? Hey, Siri, where is that in the Bible where it say seek first the kingdom of God? Boy, it'll bring it up to you, boy. Ain't no excuse. The devil just don't want you to ever know that, man. And come to the knowledge of that, because if you're not, then yes, we're going to be the result of it. And you're going to be saved, and you're going to be wandering around in the wilderness, just like the children of Israel did. And they died in the wilderness. And all the time, like I told you earlier, right across the Jordan River was the promised land. What's the promised land? That's the secret, David called it, man, the secret place of the Most High God. Hallelujah. The children of Israel were called the presence of the Lord. To Noah, it was the Ark of the Covenant. To Abraham, it was the promised land. To Adam, it was the Garden of Eden. To Jesus and to you and I, it's the kingdom of heaven. You know what Jesus came preaching? Repent, for all of the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. Like I told you from when I started, that's how close it is. It's within your reach. It's at your hand. What? All of the kingdom of heaven. And if you received it and accepted Christ into your life as your Savior, your means to it, let me tell you something, ain't but one way to get there, brother. Jesus said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. If you want that kind of life, you know, you want to see something and how you're supposed to live, you know, you check me out. I told you, boy, I defeated everything, even you, man, your greatest enemy. Death. I destroyed the ignorance. I brought truth. I brought light to the earth. L-I-G-H-T, light, the light of the world. That's illumination. That's information. That's knowledge. That's revelation. That's knowledge, man, of God's word and what God is doing. That information. That knowledge. And not only that, understanding of it. How you get to understand of it, boy? That's the revelation knowledge of it. See, the sense knowledge of it, that's what we derive from our five sense reasoning. But that's a going on, baby. That's where the Holy Ghost come in at. He's the one man going that to us, boy, what that really means. Because all our sense knowledge reasoning, man, is types and shadows, man, of our spiritual knowledge, revelation knowledge. knowledge that's revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. What knowledge? Knowledge of the truth. What truth, boy? Who God really is? Who Jesus Christ really is? Who the Holy Spirit really is? And most important, who you and I really are. Who are we, boy? We the children of the Most High God. And if children of God, then sons of God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ Jesus. How I get my inheritance, Arthur? This is what he said, boy. If harden not your heart in the day that you hear his voice, and he tell you, come tell you, boy, that you are heir of the kingdom of heaven, Lord, that that's your inheritance, and that is within your reach, then you better go and seek for it and go after it and inquire about it and check about it and keep on seeking and keep on inquiring and keep on going. What you're doing there, you're becoming a disciple. You're learning of your inheritance. You listen, just because you have an inheritance don't mean that you're going to partake of it. You got to learn of it and go pursue it. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And to be in right standing with the government of that territory and all the things that you have need of, man, that'll be added unto you. You don't even have to seek the things. Seek your inheritance. Go after your inheritance. Come to the knowledge of your inheritance. And then when you come to the knowledge of your inheritance, go after it. What? Become a disciple of it. Learn of it. Pursue it, man. Like I told you, all you got to do is say it serious. Where in the Bible where it say, boy, I'm an heir of the kingdom of heaven. And boy, start showing you, boy. No, yeah, that's how you come to the knowledge of what the king say. Where would the king say? That's where he gave us instructions. He gave us a manual that came with the product. Just like manuals come with products when you buy it from stores and everything else, and electronics, they come with manuals with it. Well, boy, when we came to this earth, boy, we came with a manual too. What's that, boy? That's the word of the Most High God. We call it the Bible. And listen, in all the books that's written, man, concerning God, it got some truths in all of them. And boy, let me tell you, that's why the Holy Ghost is so important. I'm talking about, it got some truth in the Quran, too. It got some truth in the Bible that all of them that wrote. Boy, but it got some error in them all, too. But it ain't about man finding a difference between the error and the truth. It's about man consolidating the truth that's in all of them, man, to preserve the continuity of what God is doing. When we can begin to, not when we can not debate on our different opinion, but when we can consolidate the truths that's in all of our messages. Because all of us have some truth in our message. You got some truth in what the Buddhists say. You got some truth in what the Hindus say. You got some truth in what Muhammad say. You got some truth in what religion say and everything else. But boy, when we can consolidate all those truths together, boy, you know what we'll come up with, boy? We'll come up, man, with what God say. Hallelujah. To the Muslims, to the Hindus, to the Buddhists, to the Christians. And when we can come back to what God says, what that is, boy, hey, that's the kingdom of God. Then we can begin to start experiencing in our lives here on earth. Yes, in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. We can begin to experience the kingdom of heaven here on earth. We begin to reestablish the kingdom of heaven back here on earth. We can begin to reestablish all that God started in the beginning back here on earth. Hey, listen, my time is up, you know, and I love you with the love of the Lord. And I'm just scattering seeds. I'm just sowing seeds. I believe with all my heart that if you tune into this broadcast, then you're good ground. And I know that, boy, if you're good ground, then God, we're going to produce what he sent it to do. He is not going to return to him, boy, but he's going to grow up and produce in your life all of the kingdom of heaven. In the name of Jesus. I decree that, I declare that in Jesus' name, and so shall it be. Hey, listen, if we could be of any help to you, if you like any copies of our radio broadcast, we do live broadcast. And if you want, we'll send it to you, no charge to you. We'll email it to you, you know, and no charge to you. If you would like to hear it again, or you think it was a blessing to you, and you would like to hear it again, that's how you become a disciple, by continuing it and hearing it. And hey, listen, you can contact us at 713-870-3776. That's our contact number. Again, 713-870-3776. We'd be more than happy to send you a copy of any of our broadcasts. that we do. And I promise you, if you hear it again and again, it'll tremendously bless your life and transform your life into the will of God for your life. And again, this is his will, that it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. I decree that and declare that in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be. God bless you. We talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor